This has a harmonic influence on the fourth movement and will return in its original form at the climax of the finale. The second folder is marked 2 Scherzo, but Mahler originally marked it 2 Scherzo Finale. It seems certain that he did this before he'd conceived the last three movements. In other words, that he originally intended a symphony in two movements only. This is borne out by the fact that the two movements are in the same key and complement one another in character. So, as in the case of other Mahler symphonies, we have a work in two parts, and this big symphonic scherzo counterbalances the opening adagio and brings the first part of the symphony to an end. Like the adagio, it's laid out in full score, but the orchestration's incomplete, the texture's sometimes deficient, and there are three passages which are only vaguely sketched in. But three quarters of this movement is sufficiently coherent to make its impact, and we shall hear this in four separate sections. The first section comprises the scherzo and the first trio played continuously. The weighty scherzo material introduces an entirely new feature into Mahler's music. He was always fond of changing time signatures, but here the time signature changes nearly every bar. This technical procedure, which anticipated the Rite of Spring by 3 years, gives a remarkable terseness to the music.